Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every Friday at around this time, we take a look at something that's happening around Aotearoa this evening. Tonight, we're focusing on the central North Island town of Raitihi, which is no doubt a buzz on the eve of the annual Waimarino Shares. Turi Edmonds is president of the event, and Turi is on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, Emil. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, thank you, mate. How are the preparations? You all set for tomorrow?
We are. We just finished up about an hour ago. It's been a bit of a challenge today. It's been a bit wet with the weather, so we've had to deal with that a bit today, but we got it done and it's looking better. The forecast is better tomorrow.
That's what we like to hear. Tell us a bit about the history of the show. When did it start, Turi?
So our first competition was held in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that was started by a few local shearers here in Raitihi who used to do competitions, and then they went around to all these other competitions around the motu, and they've then come home and thought, well, we could do that here. Mm. And so our show started in 1978 on a three-stand trailer. And it's since evolved into a four-stand shearing shed of such. That's pretty unique. It's built on train track so that it can be wheeled out of the way of the grandstand so that the public can still enjoy the arena and the show jumping for horses and stuff like that. So
nice. It's
been great, yeah, and it's... We've only had a couple of cancellations through COVID over the last couple of years, so this will be our 46th year this year.
Great stuff. That's amazing, 46. And your family, Turi, has a very long association with this event.
So my grandfather, my koro, he was one of the one of those local shearers who sort of founded the show back in 1978, and ever since we've sort of been involved a lot. Our family, the Edmonds family, have been. My dad was a chairman after my grandfather, not directly after, but a couple of chairs later.
Mm.
And then it's obviously to me now currently. But there's a lot of other shearing families within the community that have sort of built the foundations for our competition the last 46 years.
I bet. And a big draw card, I understand, is the first in the New Zealand versus Wales shearing test series. Tell us about this.
So we are the start of the series. It's the second test we've had in a row. Being a later show in the season of competition shearing, we tend not to get as many tests as the earlier competitions. As the Welsh team, they sort of can't be in New Zealand too long at this sort of your March, February, March 4 lambing back home. So they don't tend to stick around. But this year we've got a couple of shearers who are able to do that and make that commitment. And so it should be a good event. I think that's probably one of the... It is a draw card, as you say, and it's going to be an interesting one because I think this year, going on results throughout the season, the Welsh are looking pretty good to have one of their first ever test wins against New Zealand in New Zealand.
Okay.
So it could be a bit of history made over the weekend. It has been Kiwi, hopefully not, but it's looking that way.
All right. Good, healthy competition. Never hurt anybody. Good stuff. All right, Turi, tell us about the vital stats. What time does it all kick off tomorrow?
So we start off tomorrow at 8 o'clock. That's our novice grade. So we have the standard five competition grades, and we start off with our novice and go right through to the open.
Mm-hmm.
I think our open kicks off the open competition, which is the sort of the darling grade of competition shearing. That kicks off at 2 p.m. And then the test is following that as well. So everything, the action-packed part of the competition will be in the afternoon.
Mm.
But there'll be a bit of interest early on as well with the lower grades because there's been quite a good competition amongst the juniors and the intermediates as well. There's five or six of them who could take out the show tomorrow, so that'll be interesting as well.
And how can people get along? They just rock down and they can jump in?
No, they won't be able to now. So our entries closed. We had online entries from, I think, December all the way.
Oh, no, sorry. I mean spectators and the like.
Oh, spectators, yeah. Yeah, they can, yeah. So, yeah, anyone can come through. And we run in conjunction with our rodeo. So they have their event on the same day as well. So that's always something cool to come and enjoy for families as well. And that's anyone can access the grounds and come in through the gate. That's, free parking and everything. So it'll be a good day.
Great stuff. Tudor Evans, have a great time tomorrow. Appreciate you coming on and chatting to us about it on Nights.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Emil.
There's Tudor Evans, who is president of the Waimarino Shares, which is happening tomorrow.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.